have a two, you want option, so if you define the actual U1, what it is a B model. So generally actually, and the topological condition for this system to be well defined at the function level is which is like a vector you want, which is given an A model. We are normally expecting it to be so our construction of the topological single model is almost complete, except that we haven't specified the PLC chart here. So that's what I'm going to do today. So I will just focus on general B model, because if you exchange these two general complex structures, you just put these two U1 structures and you get general B model. So without loss of data, I'm just going to generalize B model. So before this, we have kind of supercharges to run a Q plus minus and Q cubed plus minus. And these are spinners, are virtual spinners. So they are spin 1/2 Q. By the action you want, then we change this spin of this four supercharges. What we get is this guy. So this two specific combination become states or spin zero Q on the world sheet. So the other two are spin one Q. Our PLSC chart, which should be an origin statement, has to be constructed from this object. So we define QB. So, as you can see, this is also a bullshit state, and you can check that it swerves to zero. So, it makes sense to talk about the cohomology of this offering. So, the construction of our topological single model is to declare this repeat to be a PLST object, which means we only consider observables which are PLST of a QB invariant, but we also identify this QB trivial operators, which are those operators which are written in this way. We're then going to give these companies to be allowed to achieve it. This is. So this amounts to saying that the robust scope of the theory is identified with KB comma 1. So now, let's take a closer look at how does this thing look like. So we want to write down the expression for observer. So I cannot observe because for observer we have to take this QB homework. I want to talk about three of them. So that's the local function of this spin zero field of those functions. So what are the spin zero field? First of course, both are spin zero field. And also, this by this one chart, and if you remember the formula case yesterday, so this combination namely the under holomorphic component of this side class will also become spin zero. Also the under holomorphic part of psi minus will become spin zero field. So three of those are represented by functions of this field. But this is not very convenient from the point of view of generalized geometry. So let's do a change of variable. So let's define two other fermion fields. So psi and the rho. So this is this psi plus or minus, this is a section in the tension domain. This is the section, the component one. Now to relate to generalize the geometry, so we define a sum here, which is the direct sum of this psi and rho. Which is the section, the direct sum of the tangent and cotangent component. And it's easy to check that so this is actually can be written by in this form. So this specific combination of this two spin zero fermion. Even this one is actually the projection to the holomorphic part of this section. So therefore, we can alternatively just use the field in this bubble and this section to express the local observer for our field. Therefore, we have a goal represented by function Next function is E1. Well, from E1, it's the minus sign. So there's another twist, because this is a fermion. So this really doesn't have commutative. So we have to change the parity of the fiber bundle. So I write pi t, which means that I regard the fiber in this bundle to be odd. They are uncommutative.
It's the same thing as exterior problem.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to say. Okay. So it's the same thing as exterior power of Q. So this looks very familiar. It's this morning model was to discuss this concept. And because this is E1, it's a linear algebra. Then it naturally comes with a complex. The linear algebra differential. And its cohomology is called the Lie algebra cohomology associated with this J1. So on the other hand, for the ST operator QB, when you act on this field, you can actually see that it's actually QB, it's an odd often. So it's identified as an odd odd homological vector field. And this parity you can remove upon the E1. When I say homological vector bundle, I mean it is this will be consumed. So another way to an equivalent way to say the same thing is that this QP is a differential. So now we have a two differential. First is the Lie algebra differential, and the other ones are coming from the PLST operator. So the claim is the same. And the PLST homology means the space of homology observed are precisely given by this Lie algebra differential, Lie algebra homology. So I'm going to give an outline of the proof why this is true. Of course, one has to specifically check if this is if this is correct by just using the representation, but there's an indirect way to prove it, which makes use of the operator space correspondence. So we know in compound field theory, there's a correspondence between operators and the state. So in our case, now that this our cosmological filter is given by a crystal of n equals two comma two symmetric stroma. And that's an example of n equals two simple conformal field theory. And from the point of view of the original theory, these operators are given by chiral. Governance of our elements in a chiral ring and the states are Ramon. And the isomorphism between the chiral ring and the Ramon ground state are facilitated by this spectral flow. So there's a spectral flow operator which maps chiral elements into a Ramon ground state and ground state. So from this point of view, I'm going to relate this Ramon ground state with the cosmology of a differential complex, which is a slight modification of the differential complex of Markov introduced this morning. This Ramon function can be given by the cosmology of this complex. So this is the differential form on the complex where the differential form on the Parkin manifold, and also the differential of Dubois H. This is the Dubois algorithm that Markov introduced, but introduced by H form, the free form. And this complex is actually something for the differential operated module over the EL differential here. So then the so this guy actually acts on this end, and so this is the so this complex differential operating module for this complex. So what do I mean is that so this differential complex and also this differential complex and also the action of the element in this complex while the clipper module. Actually, these three things combine very nice in such a way that results on the complex structures. Specifically, what I mean by VG module. So, given the given the differential form, and also given the section of this this puzzle. Of this context. Then this has an actual axon on alpha while the clipper action. Then by saying that this is a BG module of this one, I actually mean that so this formula, I think, is actually proved in Markov thesis. at least for the H equals 0 case, but actually the formula holds for the general curve 3 for H. So in alpha activity here, I want to show that this is the QT acting on state. And this alpha, so alpha is comes from the foundation of this of the system. This S is a free observable. I already identified that. And then a more compact way to write this is this this format. But this is a super compact depends on the grade of this set. So this precisely means that this V algebra differential acts on the space of three observables. Since our DLC alpha. So if we can show this relation, then we prove this. The crucial step is to relate this from one state to this differential context. So, in order to do that, you use a curve localization of the system first. We know that for computing Raman Raman ground state. So, it suffices to restrict the custom mode. Namely, all our fields now will only depend on time, but will not depend on space. When I say space, it's this. So on the worksheet, we have the S0, S1 directions. What I mean is that all the fields will depend on S1. So this is certainly is a approximation, but in order to compute this as Raman-Raman graph, so with any dependence on this X1 will introduce a positive potential. So it will break the supercomputer even if the graph state is not zero. So that means that we can approximate this stream by particle. So we are actually talking about supersymmetric quantum mechanics. So now we have a supersymmetric quantum mechanics produced from this supersymmetric sigma model. And now we want to quantize it. So this is not so difficult because from the Lagrangian formulation, we have this. So these are the canonical computation relations for the fermion. But to relate to differential forms, we have use a better coordinate, which I already wrote down somewhere. sit. How do you please coordinate? So, reason in that coordinate, the economic accommodation relations becomes so this side and row, they will end up new. Good. And also the function relation of psi and rho was also very simple. And therefore, we can find a representation on the of this on this algebra by identifying the state of the single-string quantum mechanics by differential form on N. And while this psi is identified as in a local chunk, with row A, it's identified as an infinite quantum interaction.
So, this psi and rho, yes. Are they valid in real abundant formula or complex?
Complex.
It's fine.
So, can you show how complex the series
is? And that's this under combination. So, why it's in the differential rather than. It's just.
So we check that. So this set is the composite relation. And then we actually want to consider this QD, our theory theta. So we'll do it in two steps. First, I introduce the sound supercharge, which is it's our original 1.1 supercharge for this specific linear combination. And they are coming to this Q and Q star, they propose to the Hamiltonian of the super symmetric quantum mechanics. So if you use the node procedure to compute the chart of this operator, and use this this identification for the Q, then it actually identifies this Q. So this is just by a standard node procedure. We get a start and then is from my perspective. Totally from my perspective. And also, speaking of this religion, this is a kind of hot religion. So, see what's in the front says. So, no more about front says. Playing 1.1 by Sponge. It's a cute of one. This is a standard Foxian model. And we only show that it's Q is the same as this. Yes. So it's the same one. Yes, so hard. We are not very interested in this Q, because this Q is only a 1.1 specimen. So this is a very standard result. Maybe favorite result is H. But even to this H, I think that this H is already satisfying a wrong system in the late 80s. And this specific subject is the pH common in there with respect to the convective field plus. But we actually want something else. We want this QB. And this QB is actually related to this Q in a very nice way. So now, it comes to write this QB in a more transparent way, which will utilize the other URR things of the series. So remember, we started with two UR, actual UR and working UR. And we treat the series at this UR, and then we are still working with this one. So also, I will assume that this one is also not anomalous. Namely, both J1 and J2 will satisfy this kind of a cloudy output. So then, one can actually show that by a moment or so, this Q is related to this 1.1, which is Q. This J B here is the current of this the symbol. And in terms of this this Fermilab field, this J B takes the form of again by the standard another procedure. Remember, we have only plus minus, which are given by these two complex structures. Quantity satisfies the general complex structure. So basically, we express this psi plus minus in terms of these two new variables, and then use this representation. And this, the omega. I recall that from J1. this matrix form. We wrote down yesterday. So in that of the canonic translation, this vector like U1 chart represented by this this expression. So this is the denominator. Denominator is a two form. So which minus this contraction with this proton pi vector. And also this guy, this contraction with this I tilde is actually so you can write in the local coordinate. That's the expression for this J. And then, what's the geometric meaning of it? Then we need to discuss this differential complex, which Marshall introduced this morning. Then we have and you can get a canonical line bundle, and which is allowed to be defined. And then you find U1 team. Then, so this is actually. Model already does this. Then we can consider so this object, which is our DH. Second of the UK, and second of the UK. And also, you can, of course, you can sort of define the other. In the case of h equals 0, as Marco discussed this morning, so this J1. This J1 is integrable if and only c of t. Well, this 7 is actually true also for h non-zero. But this integrability fixes the use of fixed from that. So now we have this complex, and this complex comes with a gradient. So that this could be the gradient of it. Complex, which means that this value plus 1 on default. For example, if we take an element in a section of the sum of tangent and cosecant number, then so this is really as an operator acting on degradation forms by default multiplication. So by definition, this is just given by this. So we already have the expression for this J1, and one has just try to write down what this really looks like. And it's rather uninspiring looking formula. But then from this equation we can actually write down the solution for this operator in terms of we have to relate this one with our original vector alpha. Okay. Namely, so you can check out the solution for this equation. So if you're given time, okay, that should be a little bit better. So you can plot the constant, which are on the working on from. And then, if you compare this one and this one to see if they are actually the same. So this grading operator is precisely given by this vector you are R chart. What can we say about this GRST chart? The R is very easy. So that's the original formula in the representation in terms of differential forms. And this Q is represented by this Vn. This JV is represented by this gradient with respect to J1. This is precisely divided. Therefore, see the differential complex here is actually intimately related to the to the BLC complex of our theory. And so this establishes the result that QD is actually the result from differential associated with this general complex structure G1. And also of the theory is actually given by this result from the cohomology. So one thing I want to comment on is that in this construction, a crucial role is played by this floating lambda. And so well, what is the section of this lambda? So it only is a section of this floating lambda. And the H formula is actually the same as the D-bar H formula. So this condition, which model discussed this morning, actually means that we identify this as a vacuum set, and this vacuum set is PRSC invariant. So if there is no such a non-zero section, which is also holomorphic code, then that means there's no PRS invariant impact of the theorem. And in that case, we say that the PRS often is anomalous. The PRS is anomalous.
Sorry, what? It simply means that there's no holomorphic from that problem.
Yes, but usually when we do the condensation, I didn't do it carefully. When we do the condensation, we have to choose the vacuum thing, and then half of the operator to be raising operator, the other one to be annihilation operator. And in this case, we choose the element in this E bar to be creation operator. And E to be annihilated of it. So this one annihilates all the so this one should highlight the vacuum. So vacuum should lie in this one, the section of this one.
So it's just a state in the fourth, right? It's not a ground state. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We want this to be a ground state.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we do ground state, then you also pick a ground state which is analyzed by half of the operator. I mean, this thing overall exists from the 1.1 point of view. But you have an extra condition that this should be PRSC invariant. And that's the extra.
Right. Usually, the normal and spontaneous symmetry breaking are different.
Yeah, so
which is it? Or is, can you show that half integral matrix is not invariant? To the symmetry transformation?
Yeah, I haven't done that. But,
oh, it's not passing?
Oh. Yeah, I think that this is a measure of. You want this measure to be not be just some sections of some pure bundles we have. You want this. Measure to be actually a function. And if this is not satisfied, then under this, under the BLC transformation, this measure will transform non-trivial as this.
so you want to relate this omega and the Dalton dimension.
Well, so this is from the point of view of supersymmetric quantum mechanics. So this really is rather indirect.
Yeah.
But I think if you do a direct analysis, it should be the same condition.
It's not easy to see that, do that direct.
They should be in the same.
So you want to find this norm?
It's kind of a subtle intuitive distribution. So at least it's a spontaneous growth. Because you don't have any.
It is normal, you can't even say it's spontaneous.
This number one problem still exists. Because this is a 1.1 it's just that this extra gradient is not there. Or maybe I can say
relate this to the gauging of your axiom U1.
Gauging of axiom
U1.
And it's not.
Yeah,
first
thing, there's no problem.
For this reason, to exist, we only need to. If you want to form this by this factor you want, you want to do this. So that's the logical condition for this. But this is actually stronger. This is a homomorphic condition. And you don't have this, the ground state will not be the invariant of this GLC. So now we have accepted the fact that for this, or in this sum, the existence of this topological generalized B model is equivalent to this generated T model is going to be fine. If you have both the homological condition and the homological condition satisfied, which is precisely the general Colombian model defined this morning. So we have this nice correspondence. But also for the Greek angle, it's the same. That was the other complex. Okay, so we know that in ordinary D model, there's no instrument correction to the correlation function. So in our model, we identify the space of observables. In this case, we have a D model with a space of it's a V article for the moment. But that's a classical statement. So on a quantum level, this ring structure we get to form. The space is still the same, but the ring structure, which is defined by at least three point functions, they may be instrument corrections. So I'll briefly comment on that aspect. But in order to do that, let me briefly review the case of ordinary A model and B model. See how easily comes into the score. So in order to identify